Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Y'all just stand by this thing, spinning on me.
Tommy, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? Welcome. We live right now on Tommy Courage, the Tommy Show. Show. A little mix up out there tonight.
Oh, man, yeah, doing good. No, this temperature has finally broke out here, but now we've got 100% humidity, and it's been a cooker all day long. Hey, guys, this is Ernie with CompuGuard Nitro Systems. If we can help you with any of your nitrous needs, tech, anything you need, give me a call about it. You know, we sell new equipment. You got a question, we sell parts, pieces. Give me a call. Get a price on the equipment. You know, with our equipment, you not only get equipment, you get equipment and advice. We don't hide from you once we sell you equipment. We're here to give you tech information and help you get your ride right. And let's face it. We're the only company out there doing this. We've been doing it for 8 years. So, you know, give us a hand. Let us help you out with your equipment. All right, so CompuGuard Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. What we got tonight, and I want y'all to pay attention to this. This has been a problem that I've been helping a racer with over the past 2 weeks. I talked about it on our show Monday nights. But I want y'all to know about it also. Car's running perfect. No problems. They go out. The car all of a sudden doesn't run right. They check the timing. The timing's off. Okay. Set the timing. They go out. They do a burnout. Car does a decent burnout. All of a sudden it backfires, shuts off. So they push it back. Bring it back to the pits, check it, timing's off. Well, damn, somebody didn't tighten up the distributor properly, or maybe something in the distributor. So this is the information he gave me on the buildup. So I'm talking about, okay, we've got to troubleshoot this thing. Let's start with, number one, do you have your spark plug wires loose? No, they were all alone. Do you have a 7-4 swap? Yes. Okay, check your wiring for a 7-4. Did somebody accidentally change the wires and you get the standard versus the flopped setup? Did that? No problem. You know, everything's right. He changed the cap, changed the rotor button. Everything, we went right down everything. In the he said, oh, I put in another MSD box. Still doing the same thing. I said, okay, let's go back to basics. Let's check the distributor, the phase on the distributor and everything else. Spins it over, compression stroke, goes over and looks. Distributor's pointing over just about to number 8. I said, well, it sounds like your distributor might be wrong. He said, well, we checked the timing and we did everything else. He said, do you think it jumped a tooth? Well, it's possible. You know, when they steel gears, not probable, but it is possible. If you run it a fiber gear, it's very possible. Don't run fiber gears. So he pulls the front cover. He checks everything. Everything's dead on right where it should be. I said, okay, we've narrowed everything down. Only thing now, because the car now wouldn't crank up. I said, we've got to go back to absolute basics. I said, take the distributor cap off, set it aside. Take the distributor out of the motor. And I said, while you got it holding in your hands, with one hand on the rotor button, go down to the gear on the distributor, hold the gear on the distributor, and try to turn the gear. The gear spun around. Ah, you have a sheared pin in the gear on your distributor. If you take your distributor out, if you're not familiar with the distributors, if you take your distributor out, on the bottom of it, you're going to have a steel gear or a bronze gear. Either one of those are held in place by a single spring roll pin. I said, slide that gear off the end of it, tap, and get the halves out of the gear itself. Find the hole in the distributor, knock that section out. Now get you another pin, line everything back up, and tap it back in place. I said, let's reinstall the distributor. Now this is going over a 2-week period. Reinstall the distributor, set it at 30 degrees on the compression stroke, and okay, call me when you get ready to fire it up. He called me and said, okay, we're ready to go. I said, okay, let's spin the motor, get oil pressure, make sure there's nothing sounds crazy. Got oil pressure. I said, now turn on the ignition switch. Fired right up, just as nice and crisp as it can be. He said, the motor sounds totally different. There's no way to know how long the shear pin has either been bent or in the process of breaking. They don't just break it once. And in my racing career, I've probably only seen 3 of them. So it's not a, hey, this is something we really got to look at. A simple 10-cent roll pin, physically 10-cent, cost him 3 months of racing, aggravations, frustration. He had taken the car to other mechanics. He had had other people look at it. And I was getting to the point of buying a new motor because there had to be something broken in the motor. So, you know, and I've talked about time limits or death notes on parts. Every somebody passes, replace it. So I got a new one. Every time you take your distributor out of your motor and you set it on the bench, knock that 10-cent pin out and put another one in. Don't even save the one you knocked out. I don't care if it's 2 weeks old. Yeah, it may not ever happen to you. But wouldn't you really love to know that it ain't going to happen to you? He lost races. He lost punk out money. He was frustrated to no end. And he said, I'm lost. Well, that one little piece that you never see, you don't ever check it. You catch, and when you pull the distributor out of the motor, believe me, you're not pulling it out to check that pin. Normally, when you pull the distributor out, you're pulling the intake off because you've got a problem or you're changing intakes, you know, that type of reason. Well, now, when you have it out, change the pin. It will take you maybe 5 minutes if you've got spare pins in your toolbox. Go down and buy them at an auto parts store. They're not, hell, you can go to Harbor Freight and buy a whole box of them for $3. And that'll give you every size you need for the whole car. Super simple. Super complicated. Inexpensive fix. He called me today, he said, Ernie, the car went straight down the track. It ran better than it has in a year. 60 foot's back, 330's back, better ET. How about that? Simple. Hard to find because you can't look for it unless you try to take it apart. So pay attention. That's a real easy, real inexpensive fix. Every automotive parts store out there carries replacement. If you get them from the help section, they're probably going to cost you about $1, maybe 90 cents. But you can get them, if you work in any place that's got a shop, they've probably got thousands of them. Or you go to Harbor Freight, pick you up a selection of them, and you can use them in other things in your car that have roll pins. Get you those pins and put that in the back of your mind to replace it. Don't check it. Replace it. If you knock it out, don't knock it back in place. Number one, if you knock it in, it has compressed that roll spring, some of the roll pin. So if you knock it back in, it's going to be a little loose. You don't want to spit that pin out down there by the distributor and gear and the camshaft. Knock it out. Put a new one in. So, guys, that's your tech tip for tonight. A lot of work went into finding this problem. So, pay attention to it. If we can help you with your nitrous equipment, you need new nitrous equipment, give me a call. CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Don't forget Renegade Racing Fuels and Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. That's for all the other oils and chemicals you need to clean your dash, clean your upholstery, your tires, your gear. Take that swirl out of your wax job. It does a beautiful job. So if we can help you with equipment, give me a call. Back to you, Tracy.
All right, Ernie. Appreciate that. Okay. All right, let me just say this here. Guys, look like I'm having a little issue with this show. It might cut off. I just heard it say 90 seconds, so it's probably going to cut off. What I did is I went ahead and started another one. So if it cut off, you can call back. And if you call back, I might have to wait 10 minutes. So the 7:15, you should be able to get back in. But it might be 7:30 before it go back live. But so if it happened to go off on some, call back in at 7:30, it'll be back on live. But some might stay on. So we're going to move forward. Eric, I know y'all on here. I don't want to get y'all started because it might knock somebody off. Before we do that, right, I see some right. People got their hands up. Like, so let me see some, just in case it's cut off. We'll do that show. We'll start there. Right. When it come back, so when it got about 40, so something might cut off. Might not knock everybody off, but some people live, it might cut them off. So just hold on. We don't want anybody missing the two this year, real quick. 281-5222. See your hand up. Who is it?
Hey, this is Street Sweep. Appreciate you opening my mic. I had a question for Ernie. Is it still on?
Oh, okay, you should text. Okay, Well, he gone right now. So if you heard what I said, if he knocked you off, the call back. call back in.
Okay.
If you call back in, if I start like the show starting all over again, but it will go live back at 7:30, but you should be able to get back in right now if it cut off. So let me see. I'm gonna kind of keep going. I don't know. Everybody's on is on, so I'll wait. Oh, he dropped something. Oh, yeah, let me know this. Gonna come back on 15 minutes, though. Before I get started, I still look like I got a lot of people on here. So I guess we're gonna it's gonna cut off. I'm gonna tell you, I hate to get into the prayer thing and it cut off. Anybody got something? But the ones that's Tony, I got a lot of people on it, but some internet people, it knocked them off. Eric, I'm gonna have to have y'all wait another, 12, 13 minutes before y'all go on, because I'm not just gonna knock y'all right in the middle of what y'all doing. But if anybody, a lot of people's on here right now, if anybody got an upcoming event they want to bring talk about it, go ahead on, push one button. I see a couple of hands. I'm going to open a couple of them to see what's about. If not, I'm going to talk about an event I got coming up, but I'm going to see who it is right quick. Here, you just hold on, Cole. We got about 13 minutes, and then it's going to give us the whole thing. I don't want y'all to get caught up in that. Boom.
All right.
713-2230. 713-2230.
Your cooler?
713-2230. 713-2230. I see your hand up. They must not know what kicked in the queue. Hold on. Come on. 832-732-7458. 832-7458. Who is this? 832-7458. Who is this? I see you got your hand up. Okay, might have kicked him in the queue. I don't know. Hey, well, I'm just going to go and put this out here, man. August the 10th. As of right now, Atomic Dog shootout, call out going on in San Antonio. It's the old San Antonio track, which is now called Alamo City Motorplex. It's called Alamo City Motorplex. So we're going to be going down there doing some things. Just stay tuned. I got a few things I'm working on. If there's any kind of street cars, I threw something out there about some street car accidents, any kind of street cars, some of these guys that might not be considered big-time guys, man, trying to do something. It's a lot of them down this way. If you're up under my force, get with me, see if we can come up, make something kind of simple, and bring some action going. Always, man, looking for some kind of four-car shootout. There's a big-time four-car shootout. Some guys might be interested in it. Put a little money on top of that and try to make that happen. Somebody get with me. Just trying to do something to try to bring a little action down that way. They redid the track down there. It turned out pretty good. It looked pretty nice down there. They working hard to try to get it back up to par, which is pretty much is back up to par because it's now a licensed NHRA sanctioned track. It is an NHRA sanctioned certified track, so they had to do some upgrades to keep everything up to snuff on it. They got that completed, so we're going to see if we can get some kind of action going. So I know it's a lot of guys got some plans, but I've been doing this one here for a long time. So, hey, we're going to try to build it back up. Hope we can get some guys to come out to pull. But a lot of you guys have got some small cars. I ain't going to say not fast. I'm just going to say some of the guys that like to race and want to do something with street style car, get with me and see if we come up with something to make something happen for some of you guys. So I hear a lot down here, the guys are really not fast. Nothing wrong with some of these guys, but they got a street style car. They got some kind of street style car. Hey, we'd like to try to make something happen on that scale for you guys. And all the 7-0 people, we're going to still do the 7-0. We're going to do the 7-0 580. That's still in question right now about what's going to happen down in San Antonio with the 580 on the support, but we know we will still be doing the 7-0. So if the guys get with me on that, we got probably about 6 weeks. Six weeks out on that race. So get with me on that. So what I'm going to do right now, let me see where I'm at. I'm running about 10 minutes. I've got a lot of people on here. So anybody else got a question about something before we switch over? Anybody else got any question, push the 1 button right now. If you're on here, you can still push the 1 button. I got guys texting me, but just hold on. Someone probably got knocked off that was on the internet and wondering why they can't hear. But it'll be coming back on in probably about 8 or 9 minutes. We're going to have to all hang up and call right back. Call right back in. But anybody that's on here got a question about something, push the 1 button. And I do the best I can to answer it. Or if somebody's on here right now, Mike can answer it for you. I'm giving them an opportunity to do so. Okay. I'm going to call you back, man. Just be patient. Some of you don't call, I'll call you back. Okay. Let's see what I'm going to do. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do right now. So I was just gonna be holding. Well, let me talk for a minute. Let me talk for a minute. Anybody else got an upcoming race? If you got an upcoming race and you want to put that out here right now, push the 1 button. If you got an upcoming event and you want to put it out here, push the 1 button. I don't see nobody pushing 1 button. There are a lot of people on here right now, but I'm telling you, it's going to cut off in probably 8 minutes. And if it do cut off, call right back, and it will be right back on, and then we'll let Brother Eric and them do what they got to do. And I know it's going to run more than, probably going to run more than that time. I don't want to cut off on them guys in the middle of doing what they got to do. Hey, so somebody, if you got something you want to put out right quickly, it probably won't take you more than 5 to 7 minutes to speak about it. Push the 1 button, and you can address it. If it run over on that time, we will take that up. We'll take it up when the show come back on at 7:30. So if you got something you want to put out here, I'll be seeing a lot of stuff on the internet. I know some of y'all may have thought, I don't know if Sleepy on here, Kenneth on here, but some of y'all know that Kenneth had a race going on in San Antonio for something. You know, he ended up counting. So for some of you guys, maybe some of you small town guys that were going down there for the June race this month, he counted it from San Antonio, so it might be in the making to go somewhere. I'm not sure who we're talking about, but he did cancel it. He did cancel it for San Antonio for next week. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are heads up on that, if you didn't see it, or you can pass the word around, he might be having it. He might be having it somewhere. So he can come on here and talk about it, but I did have a conversation with him, so that's why I'm kind of sharing that information with you. But if you got a question about some small tie race, for some of you guys that, you know, maybe have single carburetor, one kit, small block, whatever, you know, one turbo, whatever, just some of you guys that got street cars, if you got a question about something, you can push the 1 button and just kind of ask me about it. Or if you got an idea that you can share with me, to give me a thought to try to, you know, something that might help generate some of this small tie stuff around this way. Push the 1 button and come tell me, man. I'm open to it. I'm just trying to do something for some of these guys that don't travel real far or don't get to race a lot or they think they really, really, really outgunned. So somebody just kind of let me know on the streetcar action, action stuff. So I got about 5 minutes. So what I'm gonna do, Eric, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask everybody. It's gonna cut off. You can hang up and you can call right back in. You can hang up because it's gonna cut off. You can call right back in and you probably got about 5 minutes. You can call back in to go and get in because now it's gonna fill back up. and then you be on there, and you don't get on, then you're gonna be wondering why you didn't get on, and it's gonna fill back up. So it's pretty full right now, but it's gonna cut off, man. I'm just letting them give y'all heads up. It's going to cut off. I don't have no control of it when it cut off. It's just that time it was scheduled. I didn't catch it, but it is. I didn't catch it to schedule it right like I normally do. So, hey, it is what it is. Hey, man, I'm going to hang up because it's got the 30 seconds. They're going to cut off.